lines are open on Comedy Palooza, 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. We are taking your calls on Comedy Palooza on TalkZone.com.
Gee, everybody, we're back. Hey, he dug that up. Did you see? I just mentioned that just a few minutes ago, and darn if the producer didn't dig that one up. Yank Billy, you've been doing some shows. Where were your shows at when you was over there for that Rolling Thunder? Didn't you do a couple of shows and stuff?
Oh no, I spent all my time with the Wounded Warriors just hanging out, except for the, you know, Sunday morning into early Sunday afternoon doing Rolling Thunder. But no, prior to that, I'd been in Ohio doing Mission of Laughters for, you know, a couple of the hospitals and some of the military organizations. And, of course, before that, I was on that big fiasco run down south.
Yeah. You know, we got that Mission of Mercy tour also, and we've actually got a Mission of Mercy coming up the 18th of June in Wapakoneta, Ohio, for the Moose Lodge there. And then again, we've got another Mission of Mercy that's scheduled for July 18th, and that's going to be in Washington, Indiana. So it's kind of going over on the Midwest. There's several more that have called, and we've been talking to them a little bit, and that's just something that we do just for the heck of it to help raise money for Moose Heart and Moose Haven. Moose Heart being in Chicago, the child city, and Moose Haven being the retirement community in Florida. So that's exciting too. I'm hoping that we're going to have a huge tour this year with the Mission of Mercy and the Mission of Laughter. You got that Mission of Laughter. You got that going all year long, don't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. And that's I book that whenever I can. It's because it's my one woman show. And I do a slideshow presentation in the hospitals about all my trips overseas, and I set out a table of whatnots and doodads that I've collected in all those different countries, and just visit with our nation's heroes. You know, a lot of them are World War II, Vietnam, Korean War, and all those past, you know, past wars. Yeah, I get to talk to a lot of neat people. I met this nurse from the Battle of the Bulge.
Really?
Oh yeah, she was.
Was she on a diet or something or what?
No, I tell you what, bless her heart, man, bless her heart. She was spry as all could get out. Yeah, I meet just a lot of great people and they tell me their stories. You know, just like Clay. Oh, Clay is a World War II veteran, and we were talking, and this was a couple months ago, and he goes, did you hear that story about the New York governor that paid $5,000 for that woman? I said, yeah, Clay, I did. Isn't that terrible? And he goes, well, you know, back in my day, it was $10.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh.
But, you know, a lot of the schools are on break right now, and I got a house full of college kids. Everybody comes to see me when I'm home because I cook for them, you know, my kids and their friends and everything, and I just constantly cook. Well, last night I was busy, and so they all decided that they're going to try to fix some frozen lasagna. You know, it comes in a big box and everything.
Yeah.
So they've got in the oven, and I come in and I'm like smelling like something's burning, and I look, they didn't take it out of the box.
Oh no, you got to be
serious.
Oh no.
These are leaders of tomorrow.
That's what's scary. Oh my God. Our next president and everything. Well, you look on the bright side though. If they make it up to the high office, they'll have people waiting on them, and they won't have to cook it.
Oh, jeez. My goodness. You
oh,
got that right.
I think
ain't
they
that
just
song?
Did so you keep cooking for them.
What I now?
I think they just did that to let you know they want you to keep cooking for them.
Oh, I know. I know. These, oh, a bunch geez. Of them just came in right now, and I'm shushing them because I got a big sign that says on air. Don't
on
start
air?
Asking me. Yeah, on air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
You know, I need to give a shout out to some other people that I know. It's, with the Goldwing Road Riders Association. They're having their big Wing Ding 30. And Wing Ding's a big gathering that they have for all the Goldwing riders. And, they're gonna have it at the Carolina First Center in Greenville, South Carolina, July 3rd through the 7th of this year. And, boy, I tell you, they're gonna have a lot of people up at Wing Ding this year. It's a big event.
Wing Ding.
Wing Ding.
Woohoo.
I know. Sounds like a snack cake, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, never mind. I was actually thinking dirty. Never mind. Oh, goodness.
No Wing Ding for you.
No more Wing Ding. Oh, jeez. I'm trying to get on Yahoo. And my computer's going real slow. Doggone it. But, I forgot to log into the IM because I normally get some IMs and I forgot to log in, but my computer don't want to do it. So we'll just have to wait for your IMs over on that end. So
yeah, I'm trying to get Jeff Cole on the line. I got another number. I bet you money he's stuck on the subway somewhere or something of that nature.
That's right. He's over in that Long Island area and everything, isn't he?
Yeah, he
Gee
is.
Whiz. Gee whiz. You know what? I wouldn't live in that area for nothing, but I hear it's nice. But it just ain't enough country. You have to go upstate to get to that country. But, he's actually, maybe he's shooting another Law and Order or Law and Order SVU. You know?
Hey, Cole, this is Sheila. You're late. Call us.
That's a nice thing to put on there. Hey, Cole, that was Sheila. You're late, darn it. Get on the phone.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, that's okay. Eventually, you know what happens. Have you ever been on those subways in New York City?
No, I haven't.
New York City.
I've been on the ones in D.C. You talk about like crowd to get around there. Shoot, I couldn't wait to get back down the beach.
Oh, I know. You know what? I just wanted to mention too, you know, it's summertime and a lot of times, you know, people think that soldiers don't need packages or something like that. They generally send them in at Christmas time, but you can send them year round. And if you'd like to get a pen pal that's stationed anywhere in the world, you can check out anysoldier.com, and it's any branch of the military all over the world. And you can hook up, you can go on that website and surf around, and you can find yourself a pen pal. You can find somebody to take packages to or anything of that nature, anything that they need. So that's anysoldier.com.
Cool. There's another organization out there that I thought was kind of neat. It's actually run by a kid, a young man. He's a race car driver. He's in high school. Drives, you know, he's not into big race cars, but he drives these race cars and he's a champion racer and he does the Adopt a Marine program.
Oh.
And it seems what happened was is his grandpa, I think, started that. His grandpa had a young Marine. Well, kid in high school, coming up through high school, he always wanted to be a United States Marine. So when he got out of high school, he joined the Marine Corps and he got sent to Afghanistan. And when he left, this kid's grandpa would send him care packages all the time, little things that he'd need, you know, to help him out. Well, he came back from Afghanistan and another kid in the same neighborhood and a friend of this other one's, he joined the Marine Corps too, and he was being deployed. Come to find out, they were both being deployed over to Iraq. So the grandpa asked the kid's dad if he would help him and do that for that other Marine. So when those guys went over to Iraq, they would send them these little packages, you know, care packages, which are very nice, getting care packages from home. And what he'd do is send them over. Well, I think that this is something that the kid was like, you know, we could actually do this and just have people adopt these Marines. So we started this program, and now the Marines can go on there and sign up to be adopted and tell little things that they need, you know, like toothpaste, toothbrushes, things like that. And then they have people come on their website. You're going to have to Google this one because I didn't write the website down, but I was reading it. But they have people that come on there, and they actually sign up to adopt the Marine, and they send little care packages to them every month or once every other week or something, just little things that they need. And I just thought that was a really cool idea that the 16-year-old would pick up on that and run with it.
Oh, and yeah, that's great.
I think they said they have – I can't remember how many Marines they have adopted as of when I looked at. I think they had over 1,400 Marines or something adopted already. And he's got it all over his race car. It's really cool. And he drives in, he's in Florida. I tell you who told me about that, Larry Silver. When he got off the show the other day, he emailed me and said, you might want to talk to these folks. So I went over to their website, and I sent an email, to the dad, telling him that, quite honestly, I procrastinated a little bit on it. So I didn't send that email until about a week ago, and I'm sure they're just inundated with emails all the time. So I haven't gotten an email back, but it was just something that kind of flattered me, you know, being a former Marine myself. I just thought that was pretty cool. So, anyway, you know what? Your buddy Jeff is stuck in a subway. So Michael Brown is on the line. You know what? Let's get Michael on here, and he just help us do this part of the show and part of a little bit of the other. We only got about a minute to commercial break. Let's get him on the line, and then we'll chit-chat a little bit. And then after commercials, we'll get in there and maybe give him a little interview, and he can help us with the rest of the show. How's that sound?
Beautiful.
All right. Anyway, everybody, Michael, he got his start in comedy doing impersonations for radio stations. And, he's featured at several clubs across America. And recently he relocated back to Arkansas, from Illinois, or he's in the process of relocating or something. But anyway, Michael, you with us?
Yes, sir. Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to Comedy Palooza with Fred and Sheila. We're so glad we got you on the line, because I'll be honest with you, we were drowning and I was boring people with the Stop the Rain program.
Anything I can do to help you out.
Sheila's too busy over there trying to get her kids to go get her box. I told her to call her husband.
No, they got my box. How you doing, Michael Brown?
Very good, ma'am. Very good.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Ma'am is your mama. My name is Sheila.
Oh, I'm a Southern gentleman. I was raised to say ma'am to ladies.
Oh, how nice. Now, you are originally from Arkansas.
I am. I'm glad and to be now back, you're, to tell you the truth.
Pardon?
I'm glad to be back.
Yes. It's much better to be where you're from, huh?
Indeed.
Where were you at in Illinois, Michael?
I was in Springfield, Illinois, which, you know, honestly, it really wasn't that different from where I grew up in northeast Arkansas, because if you go outside of town, it's just flat farmland out there, and I grew up in northeast Arkansas, which is all just flat farmland up there. So, you know, at night, you know, when the sun's going down, you kind of look out in the distance, you see little farm lights come on. And, over there, you might see the soft, warm glow of the meth lab burning. you know, it was just like home.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. Let's hold these thoughts a little bit. We're going to take a short break, and, you're going to stay on the line with us, Michael.
Okay.
And, when we come back from break, you're going to help us finish up the show. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short, brief word from our sponsors.